Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Thursday edition of the program will be in Dickinson tomorrow, by the way, for the big Bakken Barbecue. Looking forward to that. Actually, we're going to be there to preview the Bakken Barbecue that the folks from MBI Energy are putting on. A great benefit for the Make-A-Wish Foundation at the Dickinson Rec Center. It starts a little later on in the afternoon, goes into the evening. Great entertainment, a lot of fun. So, hope you get a chance to take that in. It's their third annual event now. They've been doing this for a number of years. This year's the proceeds benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation for North Dakota. And it's barbecue, a lot of great food, great entertainment. It goes from 4 until 11 p.m. tomorrow at Dickinson Rec Center. So check it out. Hope you can make it. A little later on in the program, we're going to tell you about another neat event. This one for a benefit for the North Dakota Fallen Soldiers at the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. So we're going to chat with Ole Goldberg a little later on in the program. I've never been to the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. We had a bucket list program one day where we asked listeners to tell us what we needed to add to our bucket list of stops on the What's on Your Mind tour. And Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch came up. So this might be a perfect opportunity to go there. The 19th through the 21st. They have, starts Friday, goes through Sunday this weekend. Wonderful event with Sawyer Brown and others as well. So we'll tell you all about that today on the program. We're going to meet a high school graduate, Bismarck St. Mary's, St. Mary's Central High grad, youngster from Bismarck that graduated this year despite missing hundreds of days of high school. I love the resilience of this story. And the bugger has been through a lot, 18 years old, and has had Crohn's disease. And so the illness is why he missed school, but he just kept plowing along and then graduated on time with his class. So kind of neat. Saw that story in the Bismarck Tribune earlier, thought it'd be fun to chat with the young lad. So we're going to do that on the program today as well. We're brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. The war on coal is on. It's here. It's real. A lot of great jobs in North Dakota, and really, whether you are in the industry or not or care about the jobs, what you pay for everything is connected to this debate. Because if the cost of energy goes up, the cost of everything goes up. But even if you're only concerned about your own power bill, join the coalition. SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, and find out more about the reliability and the affordability of electricity, and about keeping coal as part of an all-of-the-above solution to our energy needs. SecureEnergyFuture.org. A horrible situation we're learning more about minute by minute down in South Carolina last night. Now 9 dead. Younger white male goes into a prayer service around 8 o'clock, sits there for about an hour, and at the end of the prayer service gets up and shoots and 9 people. One other victim, he said he was going to let her live so she could tell others what happened. How's that for twisted and evil and awful? It's being called and being investigated as a hate crime, and I've been thinking a little bit about that. It's hard to think of this as anything other than hate. It's horrific. Awful. And is it because it's at a church? Is it because it was an African-American church and he's white? I mean, maybe maybe he said some things that are leading him to investigate this as a hate crime. But I started thinking, you know, remember the Walmart shooting here not long ago in Grand Forks? You had a black shooter and white victims. Why wasn't that a hate crime? Is the church the differentiator? I don't know. I'm not a big fan of hyphenated crimes. I don't know why we don't just call a crime a crime. It's a lot of political correctness in this world, and I guess that's what's going on there. Is that insensitive? Am I wrong? I mean, do you think this is a hate crime, or is all crime rooted in some form of hate? Do tell, if you care to today on the program. And speaking of political correctness, Todd Mitchell, have you seen there is an effort underway to change who's on the $10 bill?
Yes.
Do you know who's on the $10 bill now?
Oh, my God.
I didn't. I totally forgot.
Now, without looking it up, I really don't.
It was Alexander Hamilton. It is Alexander
Hamilton.
Right,
that's right.
All right. And I see Dale Wetzel has got an interesting post. Leave it to Dale to give me a couple of tidbits I didn't know. He says, I have no problem with putting a woman on one of our nation's paper currency denominations, but I can't for the life of me figure out why Alexander Hamilton is being bumped off the $10 bill. He says, Hamilton is more deserving to be on the paper bill than Washington, Lincoln, Jackson, Franklin, or anyone else. Wow. Why? He was the first U.S. Treasury Secretary. He was the man when it all started.
Makes sense.
Established the first national bank, successfully pushed the establishment of the U.S. Mint, because we didn't have our own coinage then. He's saying if anyone should be on our currency, he should. But, okay, you know, they don't even know who they want to put on there. They're just saying we're going to put a woman on there. And Bloomberg is reporting this is about Obama's legacy, and I guess that's why the Treasury Secretary is proposing this. But it just smacks to me of just stupid political correctness.
Not to mention symbolism over substance for the umpteenth time.
And before you call and suggest that I'm anti-women, I'm all for honoring women. We have Sakakawea on the coin, right? And so we do have a fine example of an incredible woman with a connection to North Dakota, Lewis and Clark, obviously, on currency. Now, I don't know. Let me ask you this: the women in our audience, do you feel as though you are an oppressed people? You're an oppressed gender because you are not duly honored on a piece of paper that we use for money and only go to the lowly coin. Have we dissed you in some horrific fashion here that I'm missing? Please enlighten me if you care to. And let me know what you think about this. But two things. One, I don't think South Carolina is a hate crime. I just think it's a crime. Otherwise, you know, let's get in the business of categorizing crime, and good luck with that. To me, that's just political correctness. I mean, look, I'm horrified by the fact this happened in a church. It's awful. But I honestly don't know that that's any worse than happening at a supermarket or a Walmart. It's senseless carnage. It's awful. Don't understand it at all. Don't grasp it. But also don't think we should jump to make it politically correct. And I don't know how many women get up every day and go, gosh darn it, anyway, is today going to be the day they honor me by putting me on a denomination, a piece of currency? I want paper currency. That coin stuff's not enough. Who says that? Who does this? But if you think it's an overdue honor and it's time, please do share. Couple things on my mind today on this program we call What's on Your Mind. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd. You can hardly wait for the first text of the show, right, Todd?
Amen, brother.
Be the Bring first one to text Todd, 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Couple other things we have in the news. California has North Dakota envy, which I absolutely love. Ha ha, California. They've noticed that over the last decade, North Dakota is one of only three states that actually reduced poverty. That's just one of many economic statistics that have North Dakota in the news. And they're saying, you know, they did it oil production, and we've been anti-oil, so we better start letting these people drill again here so we get some of the jobs and reduce our poverty. So they're gunning for us. We found out the North Dakota Farmers Union spent $41,000 for a quote-unquote grassroots effort, all in the name of giving you a vote on whether an exemption from North Dakota's corporate farming laws, specifically and only for dairy and swine operations, are a smart way to bring those industries back to North Dakota. I want to know how you'll vote on that. You let me know. Aaron and Dickinson wants to weigh in. Aaron, are you feeling slighted about no woman on the bills?
Yes, I think citizens of this country need to get over it. If women feel oppressed, they need to grow up. there are men and there are women, and if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know.
So you're not too revved up about it. You're not too. Hang on, Aaron. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Aaron sounds like she's okay and getting by every day despite this slight. Hang on.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Dickinson tomorrow. Tuesday, we will be at the Peacock Alley downtown Bismarck. Coffee with Mayor Mike Seminary, the mayor of Bismarck. Looking forward to that. Thursday, live at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference, the Grand Hotel in Minot, 2-day event that's going both Thursday and Friday should be great fun there as well. Looking forward to that. If you haven't signed up for that yet and you're a royalty owner, what are you waiting for? 800-558-0557 or Nero-US.org. All right, back to the phones here. Aaron and Dickinson, before the break, was saying pretty much get over it if you're thinking this is a some big pressing need in our country right now to put a woman on some currency. That's what you're saying, right, Aaron?
Well, yes, we need to get back to basics and common sense, I think. My gosh, there are much more oppressive things to be concerned about in this country. Look at all the floods and the people suffering. And in our first world problems, we're arguing about whose face should go on a paper bill. You know, if you look at the overall picture, it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Is this political correctness? Is that what's going on?
I think so. Everybody wants their day to shine, or, you know, they want their mark on this world. If you want your mark on the world, why don't you go visit a nursing home? Or, you know, go help read to kids at the library or something like that. I mean, there are, you know, there's so many things that people can do to make a difference without having to be on, you know, in the news on a coin or a bill or, you know, out in front all the time. You can make a big difference by doing, you know, helping someone where you are, not, you know, in a gaudy way. So I just think it's such a pathetic first world problem that we have to even, you know, bring this up. So.
All right, Aaron, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I read a Bloomberg story this morning that talks about how this is an effort to bolster Obama's legacy. So maybe that's the pressing need here, and I would say it's all politics. I mean, I just don't know how many people get up today saying the $10 bill must change. Question, is it silly political correctness or is it an overdue honor? You get a chance to tell us what you think. Ron, traveling today and listening to What's on Your Mind, tell us.
Supposedly, it's already been decided who's going to be on the $10 bill. It's going to be Eleanor Roosevelt. So for them to say that they don't know yet, it's kind of a fib. Because he thought the honor on FDR is zero. What do you think of that?
Well, the stories I've seen said that, you know, that they decided they need to put a woman on the $10 bill, and then there would be an effort to decide who it ought to be. And Sacagawea was one that was mentioned, but you're suggesting that they already know it's going to be Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yeah, they already know. They're just not telling us.
Yeah. Well, I guess it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, you know, but he always said that Franklin Delano Roosevelt didn't go far enough, so he's one of his heroes. So why wouldn't it be her? You know, politically, right?
Probably right. What do you think of the idea, Ron?
Doesn't matter to me, but because by the time they come around in 2020, that's when it's supposed to come out, in 2020. By the time they get around to that, it won't be worth $10, won't be worth anything anyway. Right?
A few pennies, maybe, right?
Brought the old paint cigarette with it. That's about all it's going to be worth, right?
Thanks for the call, Ron. Appreciate it. Paul and Morehead, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm all in favor of putting a woman on the $10 bill. I think it would be great to have a strong, intelligent, forward-looking woman on the $10 bill, but I believe the leftists might have a problem with Michelle Bachmann on there.
Good luck getting that one through the Obama Treasury Department. I don't think what happened. Do you?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, Paul. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Emailer says, why isn't it a hate crime when 9 black gangbangers kill each other over a weekend in Chicago? Pretty sure the Bloods and the Crips hate each other. Oh, that's right. It's much worse when Whitey kills black folks. I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't understand the logic behind it at all. And, you know, I have to admit, I almost hesitate even talking about it because this situation in South Carolina is awful. I mean, it's just pathetic. These people can't go to a prayer meeting without the threat of somebody joining them and then opening fire and murdering them. It's terrible. And I don't know, the reason we know it's being investigated as a hate crime, because the police chief said we are investigating it as a hate crime. I don't know if that means they know something we don't or whatever. And I guess Congress is to blame because we have a hate crime. Law enforcement's just going to do what they do in a case like that. But I don't know. I have to ask. Why wasn't Walmart in Grand Forks a hate crime? This is why it's stupid. Just call a crime a crime. Bill and Tioga, what's on your mind?
I'll tell you, I think that it is a conspiracy to get rid of the $10 bill by putting a woman on. If you look historically, all the women that have been put on currency, the Susan B. Anthony dollar, the Sacagawea dollar, they've never fared well. So I think it's a conspiracy to get the $10 bill out of circulation.
How have they not fared well? Are you talking about the coins just aren't widely circulated, you mean?
Oh, yeah. You look back in the early 80s, there was a Susan B. Anthony dollar on, you know, the dollar coin.
Yeah.
And they put Sacagawea on the dollar coin, the big gold dollar coin. I think it's Obama's way of getting rid of the $10 bill.
He's going to be long gone. Yeah, he's going to be long gone. No, I hear you. We could turn it around on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's humor time.
My opinion, I could care one way or the other. I haven't seen I use so much my debit card that I don't see money anyway, so I care less who's on $10 bills as long as it spends the same.
Yeah, evidently there was some big push. I hadn't heard about it, but there was some big push to put a woman on the $20 bill, and, you know, that'd been going on for some time, and then Treasury Department sort of threw everybody a curveball because of the redesign that was proposed for the $20 bill to do with the counterfeit measures prompted the announcement that this was coming, but kind of crazy. Bill, thanks, and good luck in your comedy career. We'll take a quick break here, and Lewis and Kenmare is first to go when we come back. Telephone number to join the conversation either on the hate crime debate in Charleston or the $10 bill debate or anything else on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you, from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And, of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. 20-ounce soda. 2 cookies. 4 items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least. And you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Helping America fuel better.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I just listened to Erin about the $10 bill. You asked her if it was political correctness, and she said yes, but then she went on to actually explain it correctly, that it was leaving Obama's mark so that he can say, well, I did this, and I did this, and I did that. And I'm pretty sure that's part of his agenda. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. 28 before the top of the hour. Lewis and Ken Mayer, Sally and Grand Forks, in just a moment, and more of your comments on what's on your mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. When you hear that, you know it generally means the parts you need. But they also have great people. Dick Heedall calls it his secret weapon. Folks like Al Nagel down in Aberdeen, who's the manager of the machine shop down there, a top machinist. And I chatted with him the other day. He's been there since August of 79 and absolutely loves it. And if you go in there, he can do a lot of, crank grinding for you, a lot of specialized things. He was telling me about this new Rottler CNC machining center they have there, about $250,000 investment on that machine. Amazing piece of equipment. Any type of machining on an engine block, cylinder head, whatever. And five guys in the shop there do anything from, a little five-horse Honda all the way up to a V8 or a V12 Caterpillar. It's the kind of engine work they do. Largest machining center that Rottler offers. So they can handle cylinder heads up to the largest overhead cam diesel truck engines down to the little Honda. So they are definitely well-equipped. Engine crank, balancing, crank grinding, pretty much everything. Full-service machine shop. Really do a great job at the machine shops that he also are legendary, and Al's shop in Aberdeen is no exception. They're all car guys, too. A lot of them, I mean, they're really car guys and gals. And but Al told me some great story about his snowmobiles and motorcycles, three snowmobiles. And he and his wife share trail sled, couple mountain sleds, couple motorcycles, Can-Am Spyder, F6 Honda, and a Goldwing bagger type. And he and his wife put on about 10,000 miles a year. Go out there and explore a little bit, so it's kind of cool. I asked about the cars, too. 65 Malibu, 67 Plymouth GTX. Doing some work on them. So if you get to Aberdeen, Heedalls, say hi to Al. Talk snowmobiles, motorcycles, classic cars, or getting that part you need in ship shop shape, that great machine shop right there. Heedalls has it. Tell them Scott sent you. Lewis and Kenmare, you're next on What's On Your Mind. How you doing, Lewis?
Oh, I'm doing okay. That hate crime. What if it turns out the shooter's Muslim? Are they going to classify it as that? Because not everything's known yet.
Yeah, and somebody just posted on my Facebook page that he saw something that CNN was reporting that, where did I see this? CNN is citing police who cite witnesses that the Charleston gunman was there to, quote, shoot black people. John sent a note, said, Scott, normally I agree with you, but if I'm not mistaken, in this case, the creep actually made some sort of racist, hate-inspired declaration that he wanted the survivor to deliver, something about blacks taking over the country and having to stop them or something similar. So in this case, it may actually be a hate crime.
Okay.
Grand Forks sounds like a drunk who just shot anyone available. My only point is, assuming all of that's true, and I guess I sort of did assume it was true since they were saying right from the get-go they were investigating it as a hate crime, but they had some information that led them to believe that it was racially motivated.
Yeah.
It, to me, is still a stupid distinction because, someone shooting someone else is hate, isn't it? No matter where it happens or no matter what they say.
No matter who, what, when, where, it's hate.
Yeah. That's the part that bugs me. It's, again, this idea that there's a different distinction of crime based on, somebody's...
dividing it on race instead of on other bases for general crimes.
Yeah, I mean, and Walmart was a black shooter and white victims. Okay, so if we're gonna, we didn't, no, nobody anywhere said that was a hate crime. Could have been.
You never hear about the black on white crime in the news.
Yeah, so just stop with the political correctness and just call it what it is, crime.
Yeah. Before I forget this, on the $10 bill, Obamas have been whining Michelle should be paid for being in the White House. They're probably going to throw her on there and then give her, for every likeness they print, they'll give her a little stipend.
A little royalty.
Yeah, royalty for using her image. Either that or I have a suggestion for it. Hillary in her bright orange pantsuit with the black stripes across it and the bars in front of her.
Oh, yeah, now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting it, yeah. That might work. That might work. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 to weigh in on these or any other topics today on the program. How are you going to vote, by the way, on that question of the corporate farming change when it comes up? For the life of me, I can't understand this. We are circling the drain when it comes to dairy operations in North Dakota. We have like 300 5 years ago or something, 10 years ago, and now we're down to less than 100. And the swine operations are off the charts in Iowa and in South Dakota. We have very small numbers. Obviously, there's a need for a change in the industry. So the legislature says here's a very narrow exemption specific to these two industries. Farmers Union just doesn't like the idea of any change in the corporate farming law, so forks out $41,000, gets some signatures gathered around the state, gets the question on the ballot, how are you going to vote? What do you think? I'd like to know. So that's another question you can answer for me today on the program as well. Sally in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Well, I have two comments. My first one about the $10 bill, on the one hand, Hamilton founded the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury, and basically set up our successful banking practices in this country. On the other hand, I'm not so sure he'd be proud to be on the bill that now represents this country. So, I mean, I guess you could take it either way on that one. I think what we ought to do is quit worrying about the picture on it. Make it worth something. The other thing is that with regard to the hate crimes, I agree 100,000% with you. A crime is a crime. When we have hate crime distinctions, what we're doing is we're setting up special classes of people with more rights than other people. We're not equal under the law if we have hate crime distinctions. You know, so one victim is worth more than another victim. That's just plain wrong. There shouldn't be distinctions. The only distinction should be if there is a person with a much higher duty to the victim than another person who maybe commits a crime against them, like maybe they're someone with a fiduciary interest in them, like a their financial consultant or a parent with a child or child with an elderly parent. They have a stronger duty, and maybe their crime should weigh in on the sentencing end if they're convicted. But I don't think that we should have special victims and special criminals. I think if we're going to have equality under the law, then we have to get rid of the idea, the very basic idea of hate crimes. It's just stupid. You're right.
Yeah, it really is. Thanks, Sally. Appreciate it. And I hesitated to bring it up on a day when you got a shooting like this, but a human being harming another human being is horrific, and it's hate. So that ought to be universal across the board, not special distinctions based on where or how somebody's, motivation. And yeah, man, appreciate the call, Sally. Thank you. Here's some others that have come in.
Let's just cut to the chase and replace Hamilton with the folks the Democrats really want to put on the bill, Hillary or Michelle.
All right. I think you're pronouncing Michelle's name wrong there. Did you catch that, Tom? Seemed to be a little bit of a slip-up in how he pronounced Michelle. Unless he thinks it's spelled M-O-O-C. Yeah, no. Another call. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Back in the 60s, there was no more famous female than there was with Marilyn Monroe. She was in the political circle back then and was pretty popular. So what do you think? Have a good day.
All right. Sounds like the caller succumbed to the idea that we need a woman on the $10 bill.
I don't know if that one's going to fly either, but...
Yeah. Emailer says, hey, you can't do that. Church is a gun-free zone, says Tom. Yeah, well, tell that to Dylan Roof. He walked in with a gun. But fair point. Here's some Facebook comments on the question of whether or not the change in the $10 bill is silly political correctness or an overdue honor. John says, just keep Alexander Hamilton's face on there and tell everyone it's Janice Yellen. It'll save money on printing, and they kind of look the same anyway. Don says, pandering at its finest, something every day. Isn't there, though? There is something every day. Kathleen says, Obama's legacy is set, worst president ever. Some talk in a Bloomberg story that this is about an effort to bolster Obama's legacy. He's the president who put a woman on a $10 bill. I don't know how anybody will remember that, but anyway, that's evidently part of the motivation. Pat says, whiny female activists will complain the bill should be a higher denomination. Well, they did want the 20. Chris is, he's weighing in. Thankfully, somebody on the other side of this saying it's about time. Overdue honor, according to Chris. Dan says, make it Lady Liberty, who has suffered even more than middle class and poor women under this president. Tom says, this must be a, you've got to be kidding me. It's not Tom. Yeah, this is the real deal. Todd says, what legacy? Yeah, okay, good point. Sid says, Hamilton, the young man who stood side by side with Benedict Arnold in critical battles, but never betrayed his country. Hamilton, who George Washington refers to as my boy. The man who virtually constructed the young nation's monetary system. His image is to be replaced? Asks Sid incredulously. Barack knows we have to change our history. Said Michelle Obama. Yeah. Tom says, SpongeBob SquarePants serving as president would have left a more solid legacy. I wouldn't want that skyscraper made out of rice paper, Obamacare, to be my legacy either. I wouldn't want that skyscraper made out of rice paper, Obamacare, to be my legacy either. Todd is going to translate that during the break. And then
I am?
We will come back and try and...
Okay, good luck on that one.
Yeah, exactly. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hahn here to tell you about my friends over at Minnesota's best resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake Walker, Minnesota. With summer on its way, now is the time to plan a trip to the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota. The place is like a Norman Rockwell painting come alive. Regardless of what you're looking to do, Chase on the Lake has you covered. The Itasca State Park just up the road, State Parks, the premier walleye lake in Minnesota, Leech Lake. The fishing on Leech has been great this spring and should continue. Speaking of the lake, you can rent fishing boats, jet skis, pontoons, paddleboards, kayaks. I haven't got into their award-winning Comprador Spa. Chase on the Lake, Lakeside Dining at the 502. So much to do, so little summer. Do yourself a favor. Go to chaseonthelake.com and check out everything this incredible resort has to offer. Take a look at the packages page to see what kind of deals you can get all summer long. Classic hotel rooms, 2- and 3-bedroom condos. Whether you're a couple or family, Chase on the Lake will give you luxurious accommodations. Chaseonthelake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake Resort, Walker, Minnesota.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Slim Roast. It's a new formula that combines a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a powerful appetite suppressant, sugar and fat blocker too. No more guessing. Focused studies with hundreds of people show that Slim Roast works 100% of the time, and it'll work for you. Or get your money back. Order Slim Roast today and lose weight without struggling. Call 877-383-6054. I'd love to send you a free sample. 877-383-6054.
Father's Day's coming up. Time to treat Dad to the perfect day in the fields. Border Plains Equipment has everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with his Case IH pressure washer. Plus, you'll earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases. Hurry on in to Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow before June 30th and ask about this special offer. And take care of dear old Dad with a stop at Border Plains Equipment.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
High Plains Apache. When I say Apache, what do you think? You think sprayer. Think one of the best in the biz, don't you? You should. And right now, if you want a new Apache sprayer or a used Apache sprayer, you get the same great deal. 36 months, no interest financing. Yeah, I said it. Good motivator to just say, you know what, I need one, I'm going to do it. Let's do it. And by the way, they're moving some units, so they're dealing. HighPlainsApache.com, if you want to browse some of the used ones, they have an updated list there. And, of course, the new ones just continue to marvel. They're great. They also have that ETA Center with 50,000 parts. Everything you could possibly need in the application industry, they have it. High Plains Apache, find them in Mandan, across from Bonanza there on East Side Court, right across Maine, or exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. Right now, easy to find because it's right by all the fireworks. Generous Jerry's and, the fireworks alley down there, right there. So you find them at High Plains Apache. You're online, highplainsapache.com. All right, here's a call that came in during the break.
Good morning. Here the $20 or the $10 bill. I believe it's just, it's the Communist Manifesto is to, one of them is to change tradition. Change the $10 bill. Change the meaning of traditional marriage. On and on down the list. And this president is, he's bent on changing everything that he can all the way back to our founding. Everybody and everything came before him is wrong. Just my thoughts. Bye, guys.
All right, well, I tell you, no question about the push for change, right? We were warned from the very moment he was a candidate, it was about change.
Well, yeah.
And transformation.
That was the key word, change.
Exactly right. We got it, didn't we? Let's go up to Tioga. Gary, what's on your mind? Gary, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm sorry.
That's right. Go ahead.
I just think change is not good. I don't have a problem with a lady being on the $10 bill, but you keep changing things in this country, next thing you know, you're going to have Bruce Jenner on a two-headed coin. You just let people just start doing what they want to do.
Bruce Jenner on the two-headed coin. Yeah.
That's just my thought on it. And, I think they just need to leave stuff alone. We got more things to worry about in this country than a $10 bill.
Have you seen the photo running around of Bruce Jenner's cat?
Oh, yeah, it's a dog.
It's a dog, yeah. Facebook is just a bevy of all kinds of these. And also, what's her name, the woman from the NAACP?
Oh, the Washington woman, yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture of her zebra up there, too. It's a black. Entirely black. Rachel Dolezal, I can't remember how to say her name. But
yeah, anyway. My wife, she has a can of her spray on tan, too, so.
Oh, my gosh. And now she's in talks for a reality show. And I think in addition to identifying as black, she identifies as a spotlight seeker, because I've had it with her 15 minutes.
I'm a little surprised that Whoopi on The View said that, well, so what if she wants to identify as a black woman? I'm a little surprised. I would think she'd be a little bit more territorial and say, hey, wait a minute, you can't identify yourself as black if you're not black.
She thinks
instead it was the exact opposite of that.
The world's upside down. Gary, appreciate the call. Thank you. Tom, on the road to Minneapolis. Glad you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hi. I just a little shout out there to all the wonderful Republicans in your listening area. How about if we put either Barbara or Laura Bush girls on the $10 bill? Would that be something that would change everybody's mind?
I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah. Well, we can ask. We can ask. I would think they would, not be worthy candidates no more than Hillary Clinton would be or, Michelle Obama or whatever. Let me just ask you this, Tom. Do you think women in general are being slighted by not being included on the paper currency?
Well, I don't know if it's being slighted or not. I guess it's just, the times, they change. Everything has changed. Nobody likes change, but change is inevitable. If it comes, it's wonderful. I'm going to still spend my $10 bill.
All right. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Here's another call.
Yeah, Todd, I'm sorry that you both have lost your pets recently. And to settle the argument about loyalty of a pet, if you want to know who loves you more, your dog or your wife, you lock each of them in the trunk of a car for a couple hours and see who's glad to see you when you let them out. Have a good day, John.
Love that line.
I love that joke, too, yes. And thank you for the condolences on little Bushy and Todd's Jamie. Bob and Westhope, what's on your mind?
That's on my mind. Does it have to be a woman that's on that president thing or that
$10 bill?
Well, we don't have a woman president. I guess it doesn't. But
Alexander Hamilton's on it now, and the push from some has been to put a woman on the $20 bill, and the Treasury Department came out and said we're going to change the $10 bill instead, and we're going to put a woman on there, and we'll decide who it's going to be.
But I got a perfect one that should be on there in the first place. Crazy Bob. Put him on there.
I think we should put you on there.
Yeah.
Crazy Bob feels slighted?
That feels pretty darn good.
Bob stands for Real America and Real Americans. I have no problem voting for that.
Yeah. There you go. Put that right underneath the picture, Crazy Bob. Yeah,
exactly.
And then put it over your hair and see how many people would do that.
All right. We're on it, Bob. We're on it. Thanks for the call.
Love it.
Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, friends.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.